The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, has completed the initial lottery for H-1B visas for fiscal year 2026, setting the stage for petition filing to begin today, April 1, 2025. This year, USCIS received enough electronic registrations to meet the required quotas for both the regular and master's caps. The agency confirmed that it has randomly selected enough beneficiaries to proceed with the next phase of the process. Prospective petitioners with selected beneficiaries have been notified and can now file their H-1B cap subject petitions. The filing process opens today, with petitioners required to submit their applications within a 90-day window. Only those with selected registrations are eligible to submit petitions, and these must be filed online or at the appropriate locations, as indicated in the selection notice. The designated filing window will be open for at least 90 days, ensuring employers have sufficient time to prepare their applications. To complete their petition filings, employers must submit Form I-129, Petition for a Non-Immigrant Worker, along with supporting documentation, including a Certified Labor Condition Application, LCA, evidence that the offered position qualifies as a specialty occupation, and proof that the beneficiary meets the educational and work experience requirements for the position. Petitioners must also provide a copy of the beneficiary's passport or travel document used at the time of registration. Importantly, USCIS has reminded applicants that being selected in the lottery does not guarantee that the petition will be approved. Selection only grants eligibility to file a petition, and the USCIS will thoroughly review each petition to ensure that it meets the legal and regulatory requirements. Changes and fee increases. In addition to the filing process, USCIS has introduced significant changes and fee hikes for fiscal year 2026. One of the most notable changes is the substantial increase in the H-1B registration fee, which has jumped from $10 to $215 for the upcoming fiscal cycle. Employers must now factor this increased fee into their application costs. Furthermore, filing fees for Form I-129 petitions have also seen a rise. Small employers and nonprofits will now pay $780 for each petition, while large employers will face a fee of $1,385. A new $600 asylum program fee has also been introduced for larger companies, though the $500 fraud prevention and detection fee remains unchanged. These increases, combined with stricter compliance requirements, are expected to put additional pressure on employers navigating the H-1B filing process. New beneficiary-centric selection process. USCIS has implemented a new beneficiary-centric selection system this year, aimed at reducing fraud and improving fairness. Under the new process, each beneficiary is entered into the lottery only once, regardless of how many employers register them.